have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Love Brothers, The Jewel, David Benton, Beyond a Fence in a building. This is what y'all want?
Yeah.
You gon' get it.
It don't bother me, it don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, taking on. It don't bother me, taking on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 Years in the bed and people let me for dead. Hit the weight, smiling red, cause I'm a thoroughbred. Every word that I said I kept. You slept on me, the government stepped on me. My homies just left on me. Nobody but mama dirt, daddy stressed, kids too. You would know what I've been through if you did a bit too. Don't think that you know me, cool, you went to the same school. Showing you chain gang and B came a dang fool. I ain't cool, but still I don't blame you. I'm not the same dude. I'm winning, he can't lose. Never be gangster or thug, but I did pop a slug when I was selling drugs in the slum. On the inside of Knoxville, homies they got killed. Just because I'm not a killer don't mean that I'm not real. God told me my purpose, I was nervous and got chills. Survivor, striving, that's why I'm not bothered.
It don't bother me, it don't bother me, faking home. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, hatin' on. It don't bother me, hatin' on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, frontin' on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 I ain't worried about it.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters for haters.
I trade haters for haters.
They hated the haters. You ain't getting no papers. See you later to haters. Yes, I'm a soul taker. Yes, you will come save us. Y'all haters keep talking and talking and talking. More talking ain't gonna do nothing. You just keep on walking and walking. More talking ain't dapper, no sparking. Can't roll with the chosen, so you should go park it. Oh, you really ain't about it. You just like the music. Get up out of the way, let the jewel groan and doze it. This ain't a dream, I was put on a scene, feel a steam with a smack in my hand. You think you can judge me, this clay, this vessel, got soldier, this man? I stand on the rock and it's heavy and steady, that's right that I stand. I'm telling you fam, I ain't choose to do this, so this all I got planned. No, I don't care what you talking about, low-key capping what it be about. I hear the devil coming out your mind like no, no. Nah, we don't play cause we're from the side. Too blessed to be strapped, we don't even care what you talking about.
It don't bother me, faking home. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, hating on. It don't bother me, faking on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 I ain't worried about it.
That was Zeke right there. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Welcome to another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. We are back. Yes, I was vibing real good on that. That right there, yeah, it gets me every time. Welcome to another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. And I tell you, it has been quite the week. But, hey, here we go. We're back again. We are back again. God has blessed us to make it through another week. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. I think I say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time or that last time. That was the last time I said it was going to be the last time. But I miss you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with Yeah Boy Dre. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't read you the disclaimer. And it simply states, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you because I love you. I love you and I care about you. Y'all need help. I'm not crazy. Y'all crazy. Well, I am crazy, but I'm crazy for you guys. And I'm a giver. So I love to give helpful advice and help you along your way as you travel down this road called life. And, of course, I have to take this opportunity to shout out and thank Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people. Elation Magazine, hey, catch the wave. It's getting bigger and better. It's just growing and growing. So let's get right into it. Tonight is a very, very special night. This is, well, this is comedy night. I know I'm usually serious, and I'm usually giving you guys helpful life advice. I'm, you know, like a life coach, giving you guys right directions to get you on the right path, you know. But tonight, we're going to lighten it up. No serious stuff, because usually it's all serious business. But tonight, it's straight comedy. I'm here to tickle your funny bone. Let's get right into it. Comedy night, Sunday Witness with your boy Dre. Wow. Share some things about me. I tell you what, man, I didn't always have, everything that I wanted. I've been blessed, but I tell you what, growing up, it was kind of hard because me and my family, we was poor. We was poor. Matter of fact, we was so poor, we couldn't even afford the O. I mean, we was really just, really. I mean, growing up in the ghetto, I mean, me, my mother, my father, my two brothers, I mean, we was poor. We was just poor. Matter of fact, I remember when I was 5 years old, my dad left home. Now, he didn't run out and desert us because, you know, he wanted to leave. Fact of the matter is, we were so poor, we couldn't afford to keep him. He was the biggest one in the house, eating up most of the food. We just couldn't afford to keep him. He was no longer in the family budget. Now, some little tidbits about myself. When I was 6 years old, y'all was kidnapped. That's probably the hardest to get up. These men threw me in this van and took me to this undisclosed location and sit me in a chair with my hands tied behind my back. One of them asked for information to call my mama for a ransom, and I gave it to him. Kidnapper called my mama. This is what he said, y'all. He said, hello, is this Mrs. Ivory? I heard my mama say, yes, that's who you called. He said, well, this is a kidnapper, and we got a little DeAndre here. We're thinking about doing something real bad to him. We might hurt him, dismember him. We might even kill him. I heard my mama scream through the phone, don't hurt my baby. Don't hurt my baby. Kidnapper say, shut up, which I thought was real disrespectful. I mean, that's my mom. Kidnapper say, now look, if you ever want to see your baby boy alive again, you're going to have to pay. Now, you got exactly 24 hours to come up with $10.72. Yeah. That ain't what hurt my feelings, y'all, the lowball price. What hurt my feelings is when the kidnapper hung up, he turned to me and said, my mama had the nerve to request that he hold a check for 2 weeks. Yeah. But see, that's in my past. I ain't got nothing to do with the type of person I am today because, again, I love helping people and doing things for people. I'm a generous person. I love doing good deeds. I'll give you an example of one of my good deeds. About 3 nights ago, I was driving home on 65 South. It was about 11 o'clock at night. When I happened to be driving, and I seen a white man on the side of the road. With his thumb out, hitchhiking. I said, good God Almighty. 11 o'clock at night, it's dangerous out there. It's all kind of crazy people out here. Crazier than me. this time of night is dangerous. I'm going to help him out. I'm going to give him a ride. So I pulled over, and as he's walking to the car, I said, Lord, I don't care where he needs to go. I said, I'm going to take him. That's going to be my good deed out of the love of my heart. Wherever he say he needs to go or he want to go, that's where I'm going to take him, no matter what. Hitchhiker got into the car, closed the door. I looked over at him. I said, sir, well, where can I take you? Where you headed to? He looked over at me, and this is what he said, y'all. He said, well, nowhere in particular, sir. You see, I'm homeless. I said, oh, my God, homeless. So I drove 10 feet, slammed on the brakes. I said, I believe this is you, Lee. I said, that kind of made him mad, but what really ticked him off is when I stuck my hand out for some gas money. See, people don't appreciate you doing nothing for them. See, people say they won't help, but they really don't appreciate the help. But see, I tell you one thing. I get sick of the division in this country because, you know, this right now, you know, it seems like more than ever we've got black versus white. And the racial lines have never been as divided as they are now. But you know what? I've been the victim of unadulterated racism. And I try and treat everybody the same. But I was the victim of racism. About a week ago, I got a little raise on my job. And, you know, I'm balling now. I mean, they gave me almost a full 40-cent raise. So an hour, too. Yes, indeed. So I figured I'm going to celebrate. And I'm going to treat myself to dinner at a fancy restaurant. Yeah, so that's what I did. And you know it's fancy. You know it's fancy when they got a buffet. Yeah, so I'm going to treat myself to dinner at this fancy buffet restaurant. Now, I'm in the restaurant. I'm at the buffet, and I'm just getting my food off the buffet like everybody else. I ain't saying nothing to nobody, just minding my business getting food. I look around and I notice that I'm the only person of color in the entire establishment. They don't bother me, though, because I've been around white people before, okay? So I ain't saying nothing to nobody. It ain't bothering nobody. Just getting food off the buffet like everybody else. And out the back comes the manager, two waitstaff, on behind my back, wrestle with me, throw me out the front door. I land on the ground. Now, the manager stands right there in the doorway, points his finger towards my face and says, don't you ever come back in here again. I don't want your kind in my restaurant no more. Now, I ask you, why? Was it the way I was dressed? Was it my hair? Was it the color of my skin? Was it that big duffel bag I was stuffing all that food into? Blatant racism. I don't understand. But see, again, I don't judge people by the color of their skin. I love everybody. I try to get along with everybody, you know. As a matter of fact, I lived in an all-black neighborhood until about 3 months ago when a white man and his family moved right next door. Yeah. Yes, indeed. You know what I did? I welcomed them with open arms. So did. Because I wanted to be neighborly. Now, white man and his family 3 months ago moved right next door into my all-black neighborhood. Welcomed them with open arms. Yes, I did. But now there are pros and cons. I realize that. Family moves into an all-black neighborhood. Pro. White man and his family moved into the neighborhood 3 months ago. Immediately, they started a neighborhood watch. Last 3 months, in-home burglaries are down 100%. Pro. That's a pro. Con. Last 3 months, me and my family, we've had no secondary income. You take the good with the bad when it comes to white folks. You take the good with the bad. Yes, indeed. But again, I love everybody. And you know what? I try to treat everybody with and respect. See, a lot of people don't follow that creed or that that way of thinking and that belief system of treating everybody with love and especially respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You find out what it means to me. I tell you what, people don't respect nobody no more. That's why this world is crazy like it is. That's what's wrong with this world. Nobody respect nobody no more like they need to or like they used to. They don't respect nobody. I tell you what, the main culprits, bill collectors, don't respect nobody no more. Yeah, I'll give you an example. Oh, man, about 2 nights ago, I was sitting on my couch watching some bootleg cable when all of a sudden my phone rang. Now, I answered my phone, and I'm one of the few people that still have a home phone. Yeah, so I answered my home phone with my landline, and wouldn't you know, on the other end was a bill collector. One on the other end of the phone said, "Hello, is this Mr. DeAndre Ivor?" I said, "First of all, it's DeAndre. I'm sorry. Yes, that's who you called. This is Jennifer from AT&T, and our records indicate that you're almost 3 months past due on your current bill, and I was just calling to see when you plan on making a payment." So I said, "Wait a minute, who the hell is this again?" She said, "Jennifer with AT&T." I said, "Jennifer, how the hell did you get this number?" She said, "Sir, I'm with the phone company." I said, "I don't care who you're with. This phone number is supposed to be unlisted. How many people in that office got access to this unlisted phone number, Jennifer, at the phone company?" She said, "Oh, look here, Mr. Ivory Lux. Now, we've tried to work with you, and we've tried to reach you on multiple occasions. Did you not receive any of the notices that we sent you?" I said, "Yeah, Jennifer, I noticed them in the mailbox. But because my mama raised me to always stay away from trouble, I left them in the box. But let me tell you something. You just messed up, because I was just sitting on this couch contemplating on whether or not I was going to write y'all a bad check to pay that phone bill. But now, because of this here phone call, all bets are off, Jennifer." She said, "Mr. Ivory, are you going to pay your bill?" I said, "No. No, I'm not. She said, "Mr. Ivory, then we're just going to have to disconnect you." I said, "We're going to do what you got to do, Jennifer." Click. It needs to say, I don't have no phone no more because they disconnected my service. But I'll tell you one thing. as they say, one monkey don't stop no show. Because you know what I went and did? I went down to my local grocery store, hooked up with a brand new phone company. No credit check, no ID needed, right up my alley. And I took my last $10 and I went to a garage sale and just looking through stuff and happened to find a caller ID box. Yes, I did. Wow. They call ID box. I tell you what, that right there, if you got yourself a home phone, a landline, you need to get you one of them call ID boxes. So that right there is a stress reliever. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because that call ID box allows you to see who's calling you before you pick up and answer that phone. So if you don't talk to them, you ain't got to talk to them. Yes, indeed. You know what? Last night I was actually sitting on my couch watching a blank screen. Reason why somebody snitched on me about my bootleg cable. Well, all of a sudden, my phone rang. It was 8:05 p.m. Naturally, I looked over at my call ID box to see who was calling it, and then I saw the number, and I recognized that number. Man, that was my homeboy Ed's phone number. What, Ed? Man, I ain't talked to Ed in almost 5 years, man. I said, what? It's got to be special, man. It's got to be special. If Ed called me, man, oh, man, that's my boy, man. We grew up together, man, ride or die. I miss my boy. Can't wait to hear his voice, man. Want to chop it up and catch up with him just like old times, man. I love my boy, man. Can't wait to talk to him. Can't wait to hear his voice. Yes. But just as I went to pick up that phone, something shocked me. It was then I remembered that I still owe Ed $15. So technically, he's a damn bill collector. I can't talk to him until the 1st or possibly the 15th. But I tell you what, people play too much. And people play too much on your phone, too. I tell you what, man, it's last night, man, I had somebody playing too much on my phone. You just never know who is calling you. Phone rang. It was 8:05. I pick up the phone. Yes, hello. This is what I hear. Nah, click. What? Huh? I hung up the phone. 8:06. Phone rings again. I pick up. Yes, hello. Nah, click. What? Hold up. Give me a while. Phone ring. Yes, hello. Nah. Click. Okay. So I looked at that call ID. I dialed that number back. Phone rings. Somebody picks up. I hear, yes, hello. I said, who is this? This is OJ Simpson. I said, OJ, what you doing? Calling my phone, playing on my phone, man. Quit playing on my phone, man. Quit calling my phone, man. Quit playing on my phone, man. That was you talking about now. Come on, OJ Simpson said, no, man, it wasn't me. I didn't call your phone, man. I never do stuff like that. Why would I call your phone playing on your phone, man? I don't know you like that. I said, man, OJ, quit playing. And man, quit playing and calling on my phone. Bye. Don't do it no more. Click. Hung up the phone. 8:10, phone rings. I look, it's OJ. I said, man, look, OJ Simpson says, wait, stop. Hold up. Now, look, it was not me. I did not call your phone. I did not call you playing on your phone. I said, I did not do it. And then he said, but now, if it was me calling your phone, playing on your phone, this is how I would have did it. You know what's that? OJ, please. But I tell you what, man, even with all that, man, after all of that crap with OJ playing on my phone, I tell you what, man, I went to bed, man, and I got to tell you about this, man. Oh, man. Last night was awesome. Last night, man, I had a dream. Man, and it was just the most incredible, the most awesome, the most awe-inspiring dream I could ever have in my life. Oh, my God. Martin Luther King, he got a dream. But, man, I guarantee you, he did not have a dream as good as mine. Woo! I had the perfect African-American dream. Yes, I did. Man, I'm telling you about the dream. In my dream, I was at my company, in my big old office, because I was the owner of my own business. It was a black-owned business, and I was the owner. And one of my employees, which they were all black, except for the janitor, white. One of my employees came into my office and began to tell me about this new store they had just opened. And he said it was the most incredible store in the world. He'd never seen anything like it. It was just beautiful, and I've got to go there because the selection of goods, and it's just second to none. It's first class, first rate. It's a creme de la creme. I was like, wow. He's going on and on telling me about this new store that just opened. I'm like, wow, I'm going to have to check that out. I said, wow. So when my lunch break came, I work, it's my company, so, you know, I got to grind and do the work, you know. But I took my lunch break, and so he gives me, he had given me the address, and so I put it in my GPS, And so I get to the store, and I pull in the parking lot, and I pull into a parking space. And, I park my Cadillac, black Cadillac, and I get out. And I have on a black suit with my black gaiters on. White shirt and my black tie, you know, it might be good for something. And I'm walking towards this store. And as I walk into the store, of course, there's beautiful glass doors open. And I step inside and I look and I'm like, oh, it was the most beautiful thing I ever seen in my life. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. We're in this store, in this big, beautiful, luxurious store. They had all these white people for sale. Wow. I mean, in the back, in the exclusive section, they had all these high-dollar white people for sale, these name-brand white people. Wow. The Brad Pitts. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's Channing Tatum's. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. It's Jennifer Aniston's. Oh, my gosh. This is oh, my gosh, this is awesome. The Taylor Swift's. All these high-dollar white people. And then on the shelves, of course, they had all these white people that were on sale, and they were 50% off, these middle-class white people. And then I've seen on this rack, they had a section for the poor white trash white people, and of course they were buy one get one free. But then I look, and on the floor, right there in the front on the floor, they had all these white dirty people just piled all on top of each other, all ragged and dirty, and they didn't smell so good, and they looked dingy. And it was all piled on top of each other. And they was on clearance. Buy one, get 9, 10, 11, 12 for free. And I was like, whoa, gee whiz. I know a good deal when I see it. So I smashed the arm of this little white man. I pulled him up. But man, he had a whole gang of people with him. And he said, wait a minute, sir, please, please. If you buy me, please, please. Buy my whole family, please. Me, my wife, and our 9 kids. Please don't break up my family, sir, please. I said, well, come on, man, because I looked at my watch. I got to get back to work. So I threw them all into the shopping cart. Go to check out. And there's one person checking out in front of me. And I said, what's up, brother? And he gives me the assalamu alaikum. I say salam, salam or whatever. And he's checking out, and I'm behind him waiting my turn to check out. And on the side, I see they got some of my favorite magazines. They have Ebony, Jet, Essence, and of course, my all-time favorite magazine, Die Whitey Die. Woo! So I'm reading Die Whitey Die. Of course, I never read it. I just like the pictures. Then all of a sudden, it's my turn to check out. Sits a magazine back. And I look up and I was like, oh. So I snatched the arm of this little white baby and I set him on top of the gun. All of a sudden, the little white woman said, oh my God, no, no, please, please, what is he doing? Stop him, George. And the white man says, oh, sir, please, what are you doing? You promised you gave me your word you wouldn't break up my family. Please don't break up my family. We're all we have. We're all we have. It's just me, my wife,
Hell, 9 kids. We're all we have. Please don't break up our family. 11 of us. It's all we have. Please. And I looked at him. I said, so, I need a sign. Can't you read? This is the express line. 10 items or less. And I chucked him and I pushed him down the court. And I kicked him out.
Oh, what a beautiful dream.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to get emotional. That was awesome. Yeah, I'm saving up my money now. Because I'm trying to make that dream a reality. I'm about to meet some white people. That's all there. And I ain't going to stop till I got enough money to buy me at least a case of white people. That's what I want. A case of white people. I'm going to get them. Well, you all. Thank you for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. I hope you guys enjoyed your evening. A disclaimer real quick. Hey, I never buy white people. Why? They ain't worth it. I'm just playing. No. Please don't try and buy nobody. Black, white, Hispanic, nobody. We're all beautiful. We're all created by God, and we're all equal. So let's treat each other with love and respect. You guys be blessed and not stressed. And like I always like to do, I'm a friend's out. So I ask you all, get the bow, our eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. It really don't matter then, though. I mean, seriously. Really. For real. Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together and fellowship. And fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? That other way. Thank you for opening doors and don't make it shut. Hold that door. Wait a minute. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is in the well, if you don't take that medicine in that room and go back there and cough up your bone. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. Loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. God, continue to bless us and keep us, holding us close to your bosom. We will be forever mindful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Thank you. Thank God, amen, and amen. You guys, take care. I love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. I miss you already. Now, I will see you next Sunday with one less with Marjorie. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. Give me a little bite to eat. Put on just a little bit of weight. You guys, take care. And I'm a holler. Well, not really. I might scream. Next time I'll see you, because I'll be looking for you. Good night.
Hey. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Married, I'ma worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the whip, feeling alright. Turn up and worship at the red light. Getting lost in the praise, but I'm too hype. Light turn green, now they hugging, they'll be alright. They be trying to put the hoses to my fire. They don't understand why I be praising my Messiah. Sounding like a church in my car with no choir. The windows roll down, turn it up a little higher. When I'm in the spirit, I be feeling transformed. Want me turn it down, saying no to lukewarm. God say do it, better do it, been warned. Baptize my renewed, feeling reborn. I know there's a lot that don't like how I do things. They be trying to take me down, trying new things. They don't understand I got protection from the true king. There's a cross on my back that I must clean. Send a praise to the heaven like it's fireworks. Everybody want the chorus how the body works. Sunday night praising God till the body hurts. Giving honor to the Father for his mighty works. If you're looking for a reason, I can give you one. Think about a battle that you shouldn't have won. If you woke up in the morning, there's another one. If I was you, I would give praise to the Holy One. God gave me joy so the world can't take it. Riding on the boat, sending waves, trying to shake it. Aiming for my faith on the daily, trying to break it. Real fruits from the vine, can't fake it.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. I turn green, now they hungry, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. I turn green, now they hungry, they'll be alright. I just do what's required, this ain't my ways. Wait a minute, why they looking at me sideways? All the shade rolling in like a tidal wave. I just learned to turn it up on them highways. Going through, praise God, you forget the hurt. Praising God, what the seeds that be in the dirt. Got my worship on high on the way to work. Ayy, swerving in my Challenger, skirt, skirt. Gotta even learn to do it in the bad times. Broken heart even in the sad times. You can change the game around before it's even halftime. Put the enemy to sleep before it's nap time. We gotta praise, hold all the power. FPNL ain't got nothing on this tower. He can bring them lights any minute, any hour. He the one that turn your seed, homie, to a flower. Thank God for the chance when them windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Tears rolling down my face, begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, that's a good pick me up. Thank God for the chance when the windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Ay, tears rolling down my face, begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, boy, that's a good pick me up. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. I like turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. I like turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright.